What else has been going on? I've had a haircut today. I need to cut my beard yet. First haircut.
Why don't you get your beard cut with your haircut?
So I do my beard myself.
Right. How much? Well, can't you do your hair yourself? It's about that short.
Well, no. Last time I had it done was beginning of December.
Do you have your hair done?
Dead short, and then as it gets longer, I keep cutting it bits, and then I end up looking like a monk, and that's when I know I need to go for a haircut.
Yeah, you've got quite a receding hairline. I've never noticed that before. I'm blessed with quite good hair, you see. Terrible teeth.
I've also got a really bright light here, but she cut it dead short today. I was like, fucking hell. So don't cut it too short because of receding hairline. Well, don't worry, I won't. That's short.
Well, I've had
5 years to grow that back half an inch.
Well, where you have problems with your hair, I have problems with my teeth. So I went to get, a set of bottom teeth basically drilled in, because I've only got about 4 left. And I saw that payment and everything. It was going to be about $7,000. It's fine. I'm going to pay for it all sorted. Went there last Thursday for the procedure. I was waiting in my gown for the procedure when this woman who didn't introduce herself took me into another room. Basically said, right, well, the dentist had another look at your file. And it's going to cost another £500. I said, hold on a minute. It's like, when did this happen? It said, well, they looked at it yesterday. It's like, you can't just spring this on me now. That's not. And it's like, well, we did. It does say in the contract we can change it at any time. It's like, yes, after you've done something, not after you've examined me and made all your choices and I've chosen to do it. So then I said, well, I want my money back and my deposit. And she went, but you're cancelling, aren't you? And I went, I'm not cancelling. You've changed the rules. And then you know what they did? They put me in a lift. And I thought she was getting in this lift with me, but she wasn't. She just put me in a lift which ejected me on the ground floor where there were no chairs and a very rude receptionist. So I was like, is somebody coming to see me? I said, be quiet. I'm talking to somebody. So I got my phone and I rang Catherine, because it's a big organisation, but it's still fucking wrong. I rang Catherine and went, Catherine, you're not going to believe this. I've just been ripped off for about half an hour in the reception. I said, if I'm not reimbursed, I'm going to come back every day with a placard. And they're processing it at the moment, the cunts.
Wow. Fucking hell.
I
buy a car for that and they fucking treat you like that.
I'm going to Turkey now instead, so I'm going to have Turkish teeth, which will be a bit weird. But I look a bit Turkish anyway. It's all going to go wrong. They say I haven't got any bone left, so it'll probably be a disaster. I'll end up with no jaw, I know it.
You know what?
I'll end up with no jaw and I'll make a film one day called The Man Without a Jaw. And it'll be all about me. And you'll be in it.
Well, either way, we should cheer up a little.
I'm all right, Oh, I've got the biggest TV today. You can imagine, for work. 75 inches or something, it's massive. I went, Greg, I get it. They said it was a touchscreen TV.
Wow.
It's not, it's an interactive whiteboard.
Is it a TV though? It's not just a whiteboard. It'd be really
cool. I don't know, because unfortunately, Greg didn't pick up the fucking plug with it. He forgot the plug of the remote control, so that's been posted to us.
You've got the telly, but not the cable. Oh, nice.
I mean, what a silly thing to do. Anyway, it's been posted on high class. What's it called when it's high class delivery?
High class.
Concourse.
Sign 4.
Seinfeld?
Delivery, Royal Mail, sign 4.
That's the one.
Recorded, registered.
Which story? Which scene should tell a story? Oh,
well, that's what I started.
I know one. I know two. Right. I know two, actually. The first one is. Hold on a minute. I might as well, because I've got to share the sound.
Singing Rainbow, is it?
No. Red and Yellow. I don't like that song. It's stupid. Teach You to Monkey, that's the story song. As is... As is... Magtoo pulls on his bagpipes and opens an end that's watched those ducks go rolling across the weaves.
What are you talking about?
The TV themes that are also a story.
To what story?
A story. Oh, flippy that. We're talking about TV themes, and I would say this is those two both have stories.
what a story.
The fucking theme tunes! Jesus Christ.
Oh, back to Rainbow.
Which doesn't have any words.
It does, above the streets and houses.
Oh, yeah, it does. Oh, yeah, I was just thinking of it. Fucking Rainbow. Why do we talk about... I hate it, bro.
No, it was, why do we talk... used to go... It was a childish thing. Up above the streets and houses, bumbles flying high.
No, is that a rude version?
Yeah, that was a rude version. Anyway.
Is that where he shits all over the country or something?
Maybe it's fine, I hope. It's in Jeffrey's army.
See? Disgusting. I think one of
Rod, Jane and Freddie, one of the blokes.
I know, remember?
What?
I wish you'd remember anything we talked about. I knew Freddie.
Rod or Freddie. Didn't they rescue... Bill Oddie from drowning.
What?
Abroad.
That'd be so stupid.
Or rescued something. I'm sure he did.
Something.
Something happened. Oh. One of Rod, Jane and Freddie.
I knew Freddie and he never mentioned it.
The name?
No.
What's that noise?
The pencil sharpener.
There again.
Oh, I'll have to get another pencil. Hold on.
Don't worry about it.
Look, I've got pencils.
You got a picture of your teeth in the background. It's like the dentist with the air, you know, the air thing.
I don't see that.
It gets your teeth cold and it's like, oh, get off with that.
I think I probably had every procedure known to man at the dentist. Oh, it's awful. Oh, for fucking God's sake. So slow at everything.
Don't ask for, when you go there, don't ask for turkey teeth when you get there, because they might Google what a turkey is and then try and give you the teeth the same as a turkey.
Isn't there something about chicken's teeth?
Wonderful Wizard of Oz. There was.
There's a phrase about teeth that isn't of chicken's teeth or something, is there?
Hen's teeth, rare as hen's teeth.
That's it.
They don't exist.
Exactly. Well, they do, but rare.
Mm.
Hey, guess what my friend sent me the other day?
Hen's tooth.
He got a double yolk. He said he's been looking for 25 years. The first time he got one.
There's a place that my mother gets them from, and she. She got them with basically they go through a stage where they lay double yolkers. They start small.
Why are you telling me this fact that I already know and told you probably back in the day?
Well, you're just going to know this guy who's the first time he's ever read one. Did you say he posted it to you?
Post me the fucking egg. He sent
That's
me a picture.
That's what
he
said. I sat there in some sort of gyroscoping packaging. Careful of the contents.
How would he know it was a double yolk if it hadn't been opened?
I don't know, but I'd imagine if you're like a nuclear nation who like refining the things they refine, with all the centrifuges and how long they take and all that.
Do you still remember?
You could carry an egg to someone using the transportation that they would use to carry that stuff. I reckon, depending if it had to be kept upright.
Do you remember how you can spot a double yolker?
You can often tell the size and shape of it. The middle, the centre's longer.
No, that's not quite right, sorry. And I'm not going to tell you at home, listener, because it's a secret in the egg industry. Otherwise, everyone would be looking for them, wouldn't they? They'd be rare as hen's teeth. You're
going. Rare double yolkers, as they say.
We should start using that phrase.
If you worked in the industry, you would create that phrase, rare double yolkers, What you could do is you could have a farm and consistently have loads of the when the birds go through that phase, they pass through your farm. So all you're delivering is double yokers constantly, and that would be a good strapline for hundreds,
You could call
hundreds of
them.
Israeli
You could call
hunters.
it double yokers.
Man, do you think it would be
But it would
suspect, isn't
be.
it?
You would have to kill cull the flock at
The
about
Peter
nine months
Piper of
old.
pickled peppers. What does Peter Piper do?
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers. You'd
Yeah.
have to kill all the birds at 9 months, which would be a bit cruel. Apart from
Yeah.
that, it's a good
No,
idea.
they'd just go through that stage because they've got loads of laying years after them. And anyway, well, I wouldn't have battery chickens.
Maybe
I
they'll make a film like 101 Dalmatians and call it 101 Double Yokers.
probably
Or
not
maybe
going to. It's
13, because it's quite that's
a
quite.
tough story to write that, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
Everyone
well,
double yokers.
depends. Yeah.
Mind you, it depends. You could put little double yokers comedy sketches. You need 101 of them to fill like 2 hours. That would be a good
You and
book.
me could be a comedy troupe called, and we could call ourselves the Double Yokers.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Sounds good.
I've got a really itchy ear.
Not about to lay an egg, are you?
Join day A? Why would you join day A if you've got an itchy ear?
Well, not if you've got an itchy ear. I mean, why wouldn't you join the AA anyway?
If you've got an itchy ear, you're drinking a bottle of vodka every day.
See, I was thinking the driving one. You're thinking the Alcoholics Anonymous
Oh, yeah, sorry. Shows what we, shows the
one.
route our lives have gone.
Thinking the breakdown firm. That
Yeah, me too, but with alcohol. I
was pissed.
wonder what came first, the AA or the
Hey?
AA? That bit, that bit.